Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is my Katan Daf Chaf Hei. And we're holding at the Mishnah, which is on Chaf Dalad Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. The Mishnah will be discussing Chol HaMoed, where we try to minimize expressions of Avelus, and therefore, although certain expressions have to be done, Kriya, Chalitza, as we're going to see in the Mishnah, but they're limited to relatives only. Says the Mishnah, Ein Kairin. Typically, we don't do Kriya. V'loi Cholzen. And the only ones that do Chalitza, Vein Mavrin, or involved in Sudas Havra, which is that first meal supplied to the Avel, supplied by others to the Avel. The only ones involved in these activities are Ela Kroivev Shel Meis, the relatives of the Meis. But others don't join in these manifestations of Avelus. Furthermore, Ve'ein Marvin, the only way you meant to do the Sudas Havra on Chol HaMoed is Ela Al Mita Zukufa, on an upright bed. Typically it's on an overturned bed, but here we keep the bed upright. We minimize our expressions of Avelus because of the Moed. Asks the Gemara, you mean to say Avilu Chacham, even if a Chacham passes away on Chol HaMoed, only the relatives will be involved in Avelus in Kriya, nobody else? V'atanya, listen to this brisa. Chacham Shemes, if Chacham passes away, HaKol Kroivav, all are considered to be his relatives. What do you mean? HaKol Kroivav Salkadayetach? Do you really mean everybody is his relative? Ela HaKol Ki Kroivav. We mean that all conduct themselves as though they were relatives to this Chacham. They lament his loss, they feel his absence. HaKol Kairin Olav, all do Kriya when he passes away. HaKol Cholitzin Olav, they all expose their shoulder for him. Vakoil Mavrin Olav, they involve themselves in these Sudas Havra. Beruchava, they have this meal out in the plaza. And even Chol HaMoed, all are considered relatives. The Mishnah says, only actual relatives will be involved in Kriya. Litzrich, apparently, was speaking to Lav Chachamo. He wasn't the Chacham, therefore, only relatives are involved in the Avelus process. What do you mean? V'yadam Kashru, even if he's not a Chacham, but he's an upright fellow. Everybody has to be Korea when he passes away, the Sanya. Why do we find that one's young children die young? To enable, to push him, to motivate him to cry and to mourn when Adam Kasher passes away. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? Yivka bis Abel, you're taking away his children so that in the future he participates in the Avelus of Adam Kasher. Arvoyna Koshokim, you're taking a collateral before the fact, you're taking a, you're already punishing him now so that in the future he'll act properly. Ella, rather, we might like this. The reason why he might lose his children is as an oynish, mipnei. Shalei bacha vis abel al adam kasher, because he did not partake in the avelus of adam kasher. Shekol ha-boicha vimus abel al adam kasher, because anybody that participates in the avelus and the bechia on account of an adam kasher's passing, moicha nalnoi alkal avanoisav, he merits mechilas avonus. Why? Bishvil kavod shasaloi, because of this great honor that he did for this Adam Kasher. No, so if this fellow who passed away is an Adam Kasher, all are obligated to join in the Avelus, even a non-relative, and even on Chol HaMoed. Answers the Gemara, there's a Gerus of Leit Shrich. Apparently we're speaking the Lav Adam Kasher. He was not an Adam Kasher. He wasn't a person that fits this bill, in which case only relatives are involved. Okay, but still, Ida Kaya Hassam, Bishas Yitzias Neshama. But if he was present when this fellow passed away, even if he's a non-relative, a perfect stranger, he must do Kriya, the Sanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ha'imid al ha'meis, b'shas yitzias neshama. Whoever's present when a person passes away, Chayiv l'kroy, has to tear his clothing. L'maz ha'daima. You know what it's compared to? L'sefer Torah shenisra. It's like a sefer Torah that was burnt. Shechayiv l'kroy, upon which a person needs to do Kriya. What's the connection between a person and a Sefer Torah, says Rashi on the top line. The Sefer Torah, the Torah Kriya Ner. Ner is a term applied to Torah. Shenemar kiner mitzvah, a Torah or. And likewise, unishama, nikrus ner, dechsev, ner Hashem nishmas Adam. So when a person passes away, a ner is taken away, says, oh, say the Torah is taken away. Others learn because a Yisrael, a Yid, when he's alive, he actualizes the words of the Torah. He applies it through keeping Torah mitzvahs. So when he's gone, says, oh, the Sefer Torah has been deactivated. A third shot, some say, is just like a Sefer Torah. How do you write a Sefer Torah? Ink on parchment. Likewise, there's a neshama. Neshama is in the guf, embedded in the guf, like the words of the Torah on the parchment. When the neshama separates from the guf, says, oh, the Sefer Torah was nisraf. So if that was so, he was there, b'shas yitzias neshama, he has to do kriya, even on chaylamoid, le'itzricha de'loikai ha'sa m'shas yitzias neshama. Apparently, he was speaking, that wasn't the case, he wasn't there, and therefore, it's just a regular person, not a chacham, not a kosher, and he wasn't there, b'shas yitzias neshama, in which case, only relatives will conduct these avelus activities, and nobody else. Now, regarding an adam kosher, it would seem from our Gemara that everybody has to do kriya. We don't paskin like that because there's another Gemara in Shabbos which indicates that there is no Chiyiv Kriya on Adam Kasher. Avelus yet, but not Chiyiv Kriya. Continues the Gemara. Ki noch nafshei de Rav Safra. When Rav Safra passed away, loikaru Rabban alei, the Rabban didn't do Kriya for him. Amri, they said, look, loikamri namine, we haven't learned anything from him, he wasn't our Rebbe. Amarlu Abai, Abai responded, mi tanya harav shemes. Does the Braisa then say, Arav, meaning your own personal teacher passes away, then you have to participate in Avelus. Chacham Shemes Tanin. Even just a Chacham requires Avelus. Void. In addition, he's really your Rebbe. You've learned a lot from him. Called Yom every day, Shmaitzei, Bipumin, Bibei Midrasha. His halachis are expressed. We speak his words in the Beis HaMedrash. Certainly, you meant to do Kriya when he passes away. Okay, Sabar, they figured. Too late. My Dava Hava, we missed the opportunity. It's no longer the Sha'as Chimum. Kriya isn't appropriate at this later date. Amalu Abai responded, no, that's not so. Tanina, we learned in a Braisa, a Chacham. When it comes to a Chacham, it's an ongoing tragedy. Kolzman Sho'iskin Vehesped, as long as they're involved in Hesped on his behalf, Chayev and the Kriya, Kriya is appropriate. Okay, so they figured, let's do Kriya. Savra L'mikula Altar, we'll do Kriya right now. Again, Abai responds, not so fast. Tanya, however, we have a brisa which says, Chacham, kvoidoi behesped. The true Chacham, according to a true covet given to a Chacham is through Hesped. Let's sit down, let's make a Hesped. And during the Hesped, we will do Kriya. Kinoch nafshid Rafuna. When Rafuna passed away, Sover, they figured, lo suve sefer Torah puri, the place they sefer Torah on the mita upon which he was lying. And then they could say, Kiyim ze ma shakasa baze, as they did by Cheskiyo HaMelech. We're in Basra. That's the best. You can't get a better hesped. He was Mekayim, fulfilled everything that says in this Torah. Best hesped in just a couple of words. So they wanted a place to say the Torah on the bed itself. Amulu Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda tells them, no, don't do that. Milsa, this is something the Bechaye, lo yisvirle, during his lifetime. Rav Huna objected to this type of practice. Hashta leikim le'avidle. Does it make sense? We're going to take the Sefer Torah and put it on his bed against his wishes. What was he referring to? What happened during his lifetime? The Amar of Tachlifa. No chaziti l'Rav Huna. I once noticed Rav Huna as follows. The boy l'meis of Apuria. He wanted to sit down on his bed. V'hava monach Sefer Torah le'en. He noticed the Sefer Torah sitting on the bed. He refused to sit down. V'kaf Kado, he took a Kado pitcher and he overturned it on the floor. Va'isiv Sefer Torah Aliyah, and he placed the Sefer Torah on that pitcher. Alma Kasavar, apparently he holds that Osro Leshev Al Gabi Mita She Sefer Torah Munach Aleh. One is not meant to sit in a Mita together with the Sefer Torah. Although he actually brought down Halacha. In some cases, there's a Mokum Lahakel in a Beis Medrash when it's tight quarters. And you have a safer on a chair on a bed. Perhaps you can sit on the same level in some such situations. But apparently Rav Huna was not going to be makel. In any case, he disallowed it. He refused to sit down on this bed, and therefore, says Rav Chizda, You can't do it to him after death. Skip the placement of the Sefer Torah in his bed. Okay. Lo yahava nafik purya mibava. The bed upon which Rav Huna was lying was too large. It wouldn't make it out the doorway. Sover l'shul shule. They figured, let's transport it derech gagan, through the rooftop, through the skylight. We'll figure some other way of transporting the bed, not out the main door. Amulu Rav Chizda, once again Rav Chizda responds, don't do that. Hagamir nemine, because I personally learned from him himself. Rav Huna taught me chacham kvoidei. The ideal way of according honor to Rav Chacham is derech Pesach, through the front door, not through some side skylight. So what should we do now? The bed is too big for the door. Savur lashnuyei mipur lipurya. They feel, okay, let's transport it from one bed to a smaller bed, which will fit out the door. Amar Rav Chizda, once again, Rav Chizda says, no, we can't do that either. Ha'achi gamir neminei, because I have actually learned from Rav Huna. Chacham kvoyde b'mitir rishayna. It is covered for the Chacham to carry him out in that same bed that he was nifter on, not to transport him, to move him around from one bed to the other. We have a source for this concept. How do we know that you're meant to maintain the covet of the Chacham by leaving him in the first bed? Shenemar. This was when the Plishtim returned the Arayin with the Luchais, and they brought it back and they took it to Yerushalayim. Vayarkivu es Arayin Elokim el Agolo Chadosh. Right, so they took the Arayin Elokim with the Agolo Chadosh, which was sent by the Plishtim. They didn't change the location. They left it on that Agolo, the way it was sent from the Plishtim. Apparently not meant to transport a Davar Kodesh from one place to the other, leave it in its set place. And therefore here as well, you have to leave him on that purya, on that bed, despite the fact that it's too wide for the door. So what did they do? They were stuck. Parus bava vavkua. So they broke open the doorway, made room for the bed, widened the door, and they took the bed out. Okay, so now it's time for hesped. Pasach alei Rabbi Abba began speaking. Ro'oi hoya Rabbeinu. The truth is that our Rabbi Rav Huna was deserving. She'tishrol of Shechina, that the Shechina should rest on him. Elo she'bavol garmalei, because he was in Bavel, he couldn't be zoicha. The makim withheld that inhibited that ability. It wasn't his personal deficiency; it was the makim that wouldn't allow it. There's no hashras of Shechina in Bavel. Apparently, he's speaking about a nevuah, some high level of ruach hakodesh, and that couldn't happen in Bavel. Masiv Rav Nachum Rav Chizda. So Rav Nachum, the son of Rav Chizda, asked the following question. V'amrila, some say it was Rav Chana bar Rav Chizda. We have a pasuk which indicates otherwise. Yecheskel HaNavi experienced nevuah where? In Bavel. Hoya dvar Hashem al Yecheskel Mambuzi HaKoyin be'eretz Kazdim. So we see that nevuah can occur in Bavel. Tafach le'yavuah b'sandalim. So his father, Rav Huna, gave him a little a tap on his sandal. In jest, he says, look, don't ask these questions. Haven't I already told you? Don't make things difficult with these questions. I'll tell you the answer. My hoya. The pasuk says, hoya, hoya, dvar Hashem al yicheskel mbuzi. That's because shehoya kvar. He already experienced nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it carried over into Bavel. But to initiate nevuah in Bavel doesn't happen. It transported Rav Huna's mita to Eretz Yisrael, and when he arrived in Eretz Yisrael, Amulei. So there were the people there that told the Rav Amir Rav Asi. They told them that we have a guest, Rav Huna Asi. Rav Huna arrived, and they figured he was still alive. He came to visit. They didn't know that he passed away. Amru, so they said, "Oh my!" He said, "Ki avina nasim." When we were in Bavel back in the old days, well, Yavel on the Dluya Yerushin Minei, we couldn't lift our heads. We were embarrassed. We were intimidated by Rav Huna. Hashta asina nocha. Now that we came to Eretz Yisrael, we got away from him. Asa basrein. He comes and follows us. Amr lohem. So they, the people followed up. They said, no. Aroinabo. His coffin arrived. He already passed away. Rav Amir Rav Asinaf. So Both of them went out to greet him, to be Malavim. However, Rav Ila, Rav Chanina, Loi Nafuk, they remained inside. They didn't go greet the meat. Ikadamr, some say it was Rav Ila Nafuk, he went out. Rav Chanina, Loi Nafuk, he stayed behind. Why? What happened here? The Nafuk, the one who went out, my time, what was his reason? The sign of a Bryce, Oroin Ha'ivir Mimakam Mimakam, if an Oroin is being transported from one place to the other, you meant to go out and give him covered. Apply all the Avelus procedures. So the relatives stand in line. The Avelim, the Menachem, the crowd stands in line, and the Avelim pass by, and they get comforted. And they say the bracha for the Avelim. V'tanchumi Avelim. Okay, Menachem Eschem. So that's why he went out to participate in this ceremony. The Lo Nafak my time. What about the other Madama who didn't go out? Why? The Sanya, we have an Abraisa that Oren Aver Mamakal Mamakim ain't in Dunal Bishur, just the opposite. If an Oren is passing through, we don't do these Avelos things. That's why he stayed behind. Now we have a Stira, Kashin Adadi. One Abraisa maintains you go out to greet the Oren, whereas in Abraisa 2, we say stay behind. Like Kashin, the answer is it all depends on the situation and how intact the mace is. Kan Shashilda Kayemis, if his structure, if his skeleton is still intact. So Avelus applies at that point. Kan Bishain Shilda Kayemis, but if it's already so advanced, his shelet, his structure, his skeleton is no longer intact, it's too far gone. At that point, Avelus Tanchumen is not really relevant. Perhaps the point is that many of these things that we do, Tanchumi Avelim, Brichas Avelim, is not only to comfort the survivors, but it's meant to provide benefit for the neshama, for the nefesh. Somehow it affects him as well, and that only works up to a certain point where the nefesh is still connected to the guf when he's still intact. But past that point, it's irrelevant. And what happened was in this case with Rav Huna shilda kayemas hava. He was a tzaddik; his body was intact. And therefore, Avelus was still in place, but the Loi Nafak, the one who refused, who didn't go out, why? The Loi Simu Kameh, because he never heard they didn't conclude the story. He never heard the very important detail that we just mentioned, that he was Shilda Kayemis. They thought he was, you know, was already past that stage. And therefore, he mistakenly stayed behind. So he arrived in Eretz Yisrael. Where are we going to bury him? Amri, so they were discussing, Heicha Ninche, where should we bury him? They figured, okay, we have a perfect spot. Tzaddik is meant to be buried by another tzaddik. So Rav Huna was Rebate's Torah Yisrael. Rav Huna taught much Torah amongst Klal Yisrael. He disseminated Torah. And Rav Chia as well. Rav Chia, famous Rav Chia, Gdoyle Masachia, right? He taught the kids, five kids, each one a chumash, six boys, each one a Seder Mishnah. He told them to teach each other. He went up to the next town, did the same thing. So he did a tremendous amount to ensure the continuity of Torah and Klal Yisrael. Rav Chia Rebate's Torah Yisrael. And they figured, perfect Shidduch, let's place Rav Huna near Rav Chia. Rav Chia, he was a hava, right? So man ma'ale, who's going to bury Rav Huna? Who's going to be zeicha to do that? Omer lo Rav Chaga. So Rav Chaga says, I'll do it. I'll offer my services. I know my lanale, I'll take him into the, perhaps it was a ma'ara, a cave there, I'll bring him in there. I'm worthy of doing that. Okimti l'tamadoi, because I had established, I attained clarity in my learning, already way back when, Ki Avina Bar Tamni Sri Shnin, when I was merely 18 years old, I reviewed my learning, I absorbed it completely. V'loi Chazili Keri, in fact, I didn't have any Tumas Keri. U'meshamali Kamei, and actually, I was Meshamish, I served Rav Huna V'yadi B'ovdi, and I'm fully familiar and acquainted with his tzidkus, with his Masim Tovim. So I'm close to him, I'm familiar with him, and I'll do the job. D'yei Mechad, and this is an example of one of the Masim Tovim that he saw by Rav Huna. One day, Isaficha Le Ritzur Detfilm. The Ritzur Detfilm got flipped over. The first one was speaking about the Ritzur that wraps around the head itself, not the one hanging down, and the section of the Ritzur that loop around the arm. So that's meant to be in place. You're meant to make sure that the black part is facing outward. And one day, inadvertently, his Ritzur got flipped. And he took it to heart, and he conducted 40 fast days as a result. So he had a tremendous level of tzidkus and chasidus. And this is why I observed by him, and I was close to him. Let me bury him. So Eile, he took him into the makam of the kvura. Perhaps again, we're speaking about a cave. That's why it says Eile took him in. He took him into Rav Chiya's cave. Who was lying there aside from Rav Chiya? His two sons, Havagon Yehuda Mimin. Yehuda was lying on the right side of Rav Chiya, Mimin Davua, V'Chizki, and his son Chizki on the left, Mismaili. Armali Yehuda L'Chizki. So Yehuda turns to his brother Chizki. So the shamas were conversing. Get up. The love of Erech Ara, it's inappropriate. It's not the Erech Ara, it's the Kaim Rav Huna. Here Rav Huna is standing, and we're just lying here. So here Rav Huna is coming into the Ma'ara, right, in the Ara. Now we're just lying here. We have to get up in his honor. Bahada the Kaim. So as Chizki was getting up, come Bahadei. Amuda Denur, a flash of light, came up with him. Chazir of Chagar of Chagar noticed this. Evis, he got petrified. Zakfe la Roine, so he took Rav Huna's Aron and he erected it upright to block himself, to protect himself from this fire. Venafug us, and he ran out. Vahidulay Anish Anish, the reason why he wasn't harmed from this fire, Mishum the Zakfe la Roine, the Rav Huna, because he blocked himself with the Aron of Rav Huna, who protected him. Zokti Gemara Vayit, Ki Nochnav Shidir Rav Chizda passed away. He was the Talmud of Rav Huna. Once again, Sover Lo Suvei Sefer Torah Puriyah. They figured, let's place a Sefer Torah on his bed and make that declaration. Ki Eim Zeh, he fulfilled Masha Kosev Bezeh, everything contained in this Torah. So they wanted to do that. Amul Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak responded, no, don't do it. Milsa De L'Rabi L'Sfirlei. Something that his Rebbe doesn't agree with. His Rebbe Rav Huna objected to this type of thing. Anan nekum na'avidle. We're going to do it to his Talmud. We can't do it. Okay. Sover de leil mishlo karay. So the Talmidim tore their clothing. Kriya. Look, he was torn away from us. They did Kriya. And they figured, you're not allowed to fix it up. You can't even do this temporary stitch, which is called shlila, shalom. Amul Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak responded, again, you have it wrong. Different Rav Yitzchak. Amul Rav Yitzchak, where Ami? By the Kriya of a Chacham, it works like this. Kivan sheichziru pnei me'achori ha'mita. Once they turn back from the Mita, Shedulin, they're allowed to stitch up the Kriya. So Shlila is referring to like a temporary, improvised stitch. That's okay. Ki noch nafshe de Rabba Baruna. Apparently, Rabba, the son of Rav Huna and Rav Huna Mnuna passed away at the same time, and they were being transported to Eretz Yisrael. Askinu Lassam, they were bringing them up to Eretz Yisrael. Kimoto Agishra, so when they came to this single planked bridge, through which you need to go single file, Kamu Gamu, the camels who were carrying the coffins of Rav Mnuna and Rabba by Rav Huna just froze. They stopped. Amalu Hawataya, so this Yishmaeli who was driving the camels is wondering, my hi, what's going on here? What's the why are we stopping him all the road here? Amrule, so they explained to him, you don't understand what's going on. There's a whole debate going on between the Neshamas. Rabbanon de Ka'avdi Yikru Hadadi. The Rabbanon, meaning Rav Amnuna and Rabba, are having a whole discussion. They're trying to give each other covet. You go first. No, you go first. Mar Amar, one of them says, Mar Neil Beresha, you should go first. Or Mar Amar, and the other one says, Mar Neil Beresha, no, you should go first. So we're stuck here. And that's why we froze. Amar, so the driver says, I'm gonna decide for you. Do you know who I think? I think it's appropriate, it's proper. The Rabba Bar Huna, Neil Beresha. I think Rabba Bar Huna should go first. And the Farshim said, because both were Chachamim. Rabba and Rav Huna were both Chachamim. Chacham and Chacham, he deserves to go first. Okay. Chalef Gamle de Rabba Bar Huna. So Rabba went first. His camel went first. And what happened to the Ishmaeli? He was punished. He shouldn't have mixed in. It wasn't his business. Nosur Kache Beshine Da'utayah. So this Taya's teeth fell out. kachay adiya, perhaps the back, the wisdom, the shane adiya, the front teeth. So his teeth suddenly fell out as an oynish for having mixed into the discussion here and putting his 2 cents, which was really a bizayin for Amnon. He had no business giving his opinion. Okay, so they brought the tzaddikim to Eretz Yisrael, and they began with the hesped. Pasach alei, hahu yinuka. So this young fellow started saying a hesped, and was directed at Rabba Barav Huna. Geza yishishim olam mebavel, one that stems from important people, Gedolim Chachamim. This is a reference to Rabbi, the son of Rav Huna, who was a Rosh Goylan in Bavel, Olam Bavel. He came up from Bavel, the Imoyim with him. Who came with him? Rav Amnuna, Sefer Mochamis. Rashi says, it means Sefer Torah. Why is it called Sefer Mochamis? Perhaps because it allows you to fight the Yitzhara. In any case, it was a reference to the other Tzaddik, Rav Amnuna, who came along with Rav, with Rabbi. Kas v'kipoit huchpul. Look what kind of sorrow we're in, what kind of klala we're experiencing. Kas is some sort of creature, kipot, I think a porcupine. They've arrived. This is a lashon of klala, meaning in a desolate, abandoned area, you find all these creatures. So this is just an expression of distress. We're now distressed, we're abandoned. Lirois b'shoyd v'shever haba v'shinur. They've come to take a look at the shoyd v'shever, this tragedy that befell us, that arrived from Shinar, a reference to Bavel, to which the Mesi Mabel drained. That's why it's called Shinar. Rashi and Chumash brings it, Shinina Rusha Mesi Mabel. Kotzav Alaylam Hashem expressed anger on his world, V'chamas Mimenu Nefashes, and grabbed away 2 Nefashes. V'samach Behem, and actually Hashem rejoiced in their arrival in heaven. K'kalo Chadosh like a new Kalo. Reichav Aroves, Sos V'sameach, Hashem was the Reichav Aroves who rides on the heavenly a chariot, sos v'sameach, b'boy elov nefesh naki v'tzadik. He's certainly joyous and full of simcha upon the arrival of a nefesh naki v'tzadik. Naki means clean from any ben adam l'chaveroi deficiencies v'tzadik, and is also pure with ben adam l'amok. Continues the Gemara. Ki noch navshid Ravina, when Ravina passed away, pasach alei hosef tana, a certain maspid began his hesped in the following manner. Tomorrow, heni urosh, the palm trees should nod their heads. Al tzaddik katomer, upon the passing of a tzaddik katomer. Why is a tzaddik equated to a tomer? The Gemara Sukkah speaks about a tomer having one lave, only one heart, hearts of palm, one heart directed at Hashem. A tzaddik is fully committed emotionally to Hashem. Nosim leilos kiyamim, we have to spend nights as days, eulogizing Ravina, al meisim leilos kiyamim, in honor of Ravina, a tremendous tzaddik who learned full nights just as days. Amli Rav Ashi lebar kipuk. Bar kipuk was a professional maspid. So Rav Ashi asks him, I have a question for you. Ahu yoyma, on that day, when I pass away, my amris, well, what are you going to say? Are you preparing for my hesped? What are you going to say? Amr leis, he tells him like this, perhaps this is going to be a musa to Rav Ashi, to make it real. You know, the Chavetz Chaim used to get up, used to overhear him in the attic as he used to play it all out. Yisrael Meir, what do you do your whole life? As though he's sitting in the Ilma Emes and Yeshiva Shamala, and you know, how much did he learn? Ah, that's way less than your potential. And he used to go on and on berating himself as though it was a real court case going on. He made it real, he made it reality. And at the end he used to say, okay, he's so deficient, but Yisrael Meir, you're still living. Chat parayin, go ahead. Go back to the Gemara. There's a Baron Rothschild, they say he had a pit dug out for him, the size of a caver. And every day he used to go lie down to envision what it's going to feel like after all the wealth and property. Everything is gone, just him in the grave. And this allows him to put things in perspective, to be over the Hashem b'simcha, the true simcha of simcha tzaddikim b'Hashem. So I have a question. I'm curious. What are you going to do by my hesped? You have any idea? You have it prepared for me? Amalei says, actually, this is what I'm going to say. I have obituary prepared, ready to go. Amalei Amina, this is what I'm about to say. When you pass away, I'm going to say, imba rozen nofesh al heves. Look, fire has affected the great cedar trees. Great tzaddikim, look, if that happened, who are we? Mayasu ezevikir. What are the ezevikir, the little grasses growing off the walls, what are they going to do? If the tzaddikim are vulnerable, certainly, so are we. Leviathan, this great fish, the Leviathan, Bechikuhula, was trapped in a trap. Mayasu doge rekak, what are the little puddle fish going to do? Benachal shaitif nafal chaku, this raging river was dried out. Mayasu megave, what are the little puddles going to do? These pits are going to, the water in the little pits, certainly they're going to dry out. If a tzaddik was taken away, certainly we're all vulnerable, death is imminent. Rabbi Yisrael, let's put things in perspective. Amalei bar Abin, so there was a competing Baal Maspid. So he turns to Bar Kifa. If this we're going to say, nah, it's inappropriate. Chas v'shalom, these words should not be applied to a tzaddik. The chaka v'shal heves b'tzaddike, he was speaking about a trap, a flame. These things, you shouldn't be mentioning it when it comes to tzaddikim. They don't dry up, they don't get trapped. Chika v'shal heves b'tzaddike amina, nah. Umay Amr, so he asked him, so what do you have in mind? What would you say? Amina, this is what I would say. Rabbi Yisai, b'chula avelim. You should cry in participation of the tsar that the avelim are going through, the ones that are left behind. Lo aveda, don't cry for the aveda, for the departed, the one that was lost. Sheila menucha, he's not suffering. He's arrived at his resting place. He's having a good time in Gan Eden. Va'anu, but us la'anocha, we're sighing. We're left behind. This is what you should say when a tzaddik passes away. This is what you should say when Rav Ashi passes away. Rav Ashi, hearing this, didn't feel too good. Cholosh daiti alai, he felt bad. Marshal explains because, you know, here he's calling me a flame overtook the tree. Here he's saying, I'm an aveda, I'm lost. I'm not lost. Marshal says, a tzaddik has asharas hanefesh, she lives on. He didn't like these references. And as a result of him feeling bad, they were punished. Vishapuch karayu, and their legs got disfigured. Hahu yaima. And it so happens to be that day that Rav Ashi passed away. They didn't come to the hesped. They kept far away. Behind the Rav Ashi, in reference to the story where the maspidim's feet got damaged, got disfigured, Rav Ashi said an interesting halach. When it comes to chalitza, right, where a man passes away childless, his wife is Yibama, so the brother has to take over, either Yibam, or they remove the shoe, and it has to be in a very specific way, off the foot, a properly figured foot. But Loi Bar Kipuk, Chalitz Bar Kipuk, due to his disfigured foot, cannot be involved in Chalitza, and likewise, Loi Bar Aben, his competition as well, he can't either be involved in Chalitza, Loi Bar Aben Chalitz. And here's the Gemara. Rava was once traveling, and Kiava Usul Diglis, when he came to the river Diglis, he was faced with a body of water, he wanted to pass. He wanted to daven to Hashem that he passes through safely. Amli le Bar Abin, so he turned to Bar Abin, who was nearby. Kum Eimim Milsa, perhaps he can offer a nice tefillah, poetic tefillah to Hashem. Koi Barmas, so he got up and he said like this. Hashem, Bo Roiv Shlishis B'mayim. Most of the Shlishis is Kali Yisrael. Hashem says, Yisrael Nikru Shlishis. Klal Yisrael is split into three categories. Kehanim, Levim, Yisraelim. They come from Yaakov Avinu, the third born. The number three stands very prominent in Torah and Klal Yisrael. So Rabbah, who is the Rav Shlishis, why Rav? Why is he in the majority? Rashi says, Rabbah is Shokel, he's equated, Ki Rav Yisrael, such a big tzaddik like Rav of Yisrael. Look, he's facing water. Bo Rav Shlishis B'mayim, Zochei V'Rachem, Hashem, remember, recall, and bring out Rachmanus, watch over us. Although we strayed from you, like a woman straying from her husband, but still, don't abandon us, and have us experience the bitterness of the meimara, of the water that the Saita drinks. Please, Hashem, watch over us, let us get through this body of water safely. Rabbi Chanan was a son-in-law, Chasne de Bein Nesi'av, the son-in-law of the base of the Nasi. He had no children. Like Kahavule Bunny, he had no son, no children. Boy Rachmi, Davin Hard, Bahavule. And he gave birth to, he had a child. Hahu Yaima Dahavule. That very day, that his wife gave birth. Nachnaf, she passed away. pasuk alei osav dana. So the maspid began as follows: Simcha l'tuga nefcha. Look, joy, happiness, became transformed to sadness. Sasan v'yogan nidbaku. The joy, the ecstasy of the sasan, some say, referring to the mila v'yogan, and distress, happiness, nidbaku, they merged together. Be'ish simchasay nenach. That very moment of his simcha when he gave birth to a child, nenach. He ended up sighing, Be'ish chaninosay. At that moment when Hashem granted his request, Avad chaninoy, the one who asked for it, the father who petitioned Hashem for the son, went missing. Asiku lechanan al shmei, they gave the child the name Chanan after the father. Some say it wasn't exact like the father, whose name was Chanin, because it's not meant to give a name after one who passes away in a tragic circumstance. So they gave a similar name, Chanan. Kinoch nafshi Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon passed away. Pasach alei. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar started speaking as follows. Kosh Hayom Yisrael. This is a very hard day for Kal Yisrael. A tragic day. Kiyoim boy hashemesh batzoraim. Just as though the sun would set midday. Suddenly it got dark. We lost our source of light. Rabbi Yechanan. Dechsiv. V'hoyah b'yoyim ahu. V'hivesi hashemesh batzoraim. On that day, the day that Yeshayahu HaTzadik will pass away, I will sink, I will set the sun midday. But Rabbi Yechanan himself said, what is that referring to? Zayyomai, Shel Yeshayahu, that's the day Yeshayahu passed away. And the little sunset, Tzadik is a source of bracha, a source of light. Tzadik passes away, it's dark. Kinoch nafshed Rabbi Yechanan passed away. Yosef Rabbi Ami Shiva Shleishim, Rabbi Ami Talmud, conducted a full Avelus program. Shiva and Shleishim, the full schedule. Omar Rabbi Abba Breid Rab Chiyo Bar Abba. You should know that Rabbi Ami, although he did that, Rabbi Ami the Avad, Ligarmeyu David. Whatever he did was his own personal opinion, it's not required. The Hochi Omar Rab Chiyo Bar Abba Omar Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon himself did not mandate it. Afilu Rabbi Shlim De Chochma. Even if he experienced the loss of a Rebbe who taught him Chochma, Enu Yeshiv Olav El Yom Yechad. It only requires a one-day avelus, and even then, it's mixed as a yemkikulay. You don't need an extensive avelus of Shiva Shlesh. Kinoch nafshid Rav Zeir passed away. We know Rav Zeir was born in Bavel. Then he moved there to Yisrael. That's why he's called Rav Zeir for the time that he lived in Bavel. Rebbe Zeir for when he lived in Eretz Yisrael. When he passed away and he was transported to Eretz Yisrael for burial. Pasach aleihu safdana. This masbid began as follows. Eretz Shinar, referring to Bavel, where the Mesei Mabel drained to, Shenina Rusha Mesei Mabel. So Eretz Babel Hara was expecting the Yolda and gave birth. That's where he was born. Eretz Tzvi is Eretz Yisrael, equated to the deer, which accommodates its flesh. Eretz Yisrael accommodates its inhabitants. Eretz Yisrael Gidlo Shashuea raised the deer children of Babel. Raised Reb Zera. That's where he developed. Oyna la amra rekes, rekes is Tveria, perhaps he lived there. Oh, woe to me, says rekes, ki avda kli chamdasa et yisrael, or that rekes lost its precious kli. Continues the Gemara, and the way the Marsha explains the next Gemara, there's a common denominator, a common thread, tying together all these phenomena. We know that a tzaddik's presence enhances, brings bracha, protects, supports. And in fact, in the Talmud, when the tzaddik goes missing, it affects all surroundings. It has a detrimental effect, even on a gashmistic sense. Kinoch nafshid Rav Avo. When Rav Avo passed away, achisu amude de Kishri Maya. The pillars in the town of Kishri, where he lived, started shedding water, started crying. He was the pillar of the town. The Rav Yosi. When Rav Yosi passed away, Shafu Marzeve, the Tzipuri Dama. The eve troughs and Tzipuri started flowing blood instead of water. As a sign of bracha, it changed to Dam, a sign of din, of gvura, of punishment, of tsar. The Rabbi Yaakov, when he passed away, is Chamiu Koichvi B'Yimama. You could see it got so dark, you can see the stars midday. The Rabbi Asi, Iakru Kali Lanaya. All the trees in his town got uprooted. The Rabbi Chia, Nechisu Kipi Denur Merkia. These fiery stones came flying down from Shemayim. The Rav Nachman Rabbi Yosi, what happened then? Ishto Tzalmanaya. all these forms, statues, and figures found on coins, got this figure that flattened out. Vahavu, they turned into just flat, smooth, lemachlatzai, as though they were smoothed out by this trowel, by this a flattener. Derv tanchem bar'ab bar'chia. So Rashi says, what's the connection? B'pnei tzuras ha'chosat sh'nishtan. It's because he lost his tzura, passed away. So all the tzuras were affected as well. Derv tanchem bar'chia, when he passed away, iskatz azukal n'detaya, all the statues suddenly fell apart. Derv b'liyashiv, when he passed away, ichtru shivin machtarta b'nado, in the town of Ado, suddenly all the thieves got busy. 70 tunnels were dug throughout the town into the banks, which didn't happen when he was around, and he protected the town from all misfortune. The Rav Hamnuna, when he passed away, Nachisu kipi de barda merkia, these hailstones, kipi de barda of Barad, came down from Shemayim. The Rav of Yosef, when they passed away, Noshuk kipi de pras adodi. So kipi de pras, Rashi says, are the pillars holding up the bridges of Paras. They suddenly started swaying and bumping into each other, because these tzaddikim held up the town. They supported the town. There was support. And when they passed away, things started falling apart. Dabai v'rava noshuk kipi the diglas adadi. Likewise, in diglas, the kipi, the diglas, the beams holding together the bridges, suddenly started bumping into each other. And finally, when he passed away, torn dikli, the palm trees started bearing, instead of dates, shitzi, sheitzi, koitzim, thorns started growing. Bottom line is that tzaddik's presence brings about bracha, atzlocha, and protection. And when they were gone, there was a void, and that was felt even in a very real gashmistic manner. I once heard a story that happened way back when, with the first bells of Rav, the Sar Shalom. So the town was looking for some Rav to inspire them, to lead them. And they hired the Rav. They gave him a 5-year plan, a 5-year contract as a trial. And he wasn't the most charismatic, imposing, loud figure. He would sit in his room in his Beis Medrash and learn and daven, a big tzaddik. But he wasn't necessarily what they were looking for. After 5 years, some balabatim weren't happy with him. They came and said, look, as great as you are, we appreciate your greatness, but it's not what we're looking for. We need somebody to inspire us to get up and give a good drasha on the shul, to make some noise, make waves, and you're just minding your own business. We're not sure we want to continue. So he says to him, look, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I just want to ask you a question. In the last 5 years, were there any break-ins in town? Any burglaries? He said, no. In the last 5 years, any fires? I'm thinking, no, I don't remember any. He says, look, I'm not your most charismatic figure, not your most outgoing personality, but the fact is, we know by Messiah that the presence of Eved Hashem, who's immersed in Torah and Tefillah and Avodah, has a ripple effect on his environment. The town is protected, is inspired, and protected even in a real gashmius sense. No fires, no break-ins. That's what it's all about. Not always is it tangible. Sometimes it's something beneath the surface they don't see, but it's really there. And gashmius and ruchnius as well, certainly. There's inspiration reverberating through the town because of the tzaddik, because of the yeshiva, because of the kohel in town. Hearing that, they said, okay, you're rehired. Okay, so today's daf was pretty much a one-track daf. We discussed various types of hesped. My chavrusa, Rabbi Cohen, said, Rabbi Weiss, he said, hesped is the same letters as hefsed. That's what you express during the hesped. You express the loss, the void felt upon the passing of a loved one or a tzaddik. So we have various types of hespedim, and we concluded with the power of the tzaddik to protect his surroundings. All the best to you and much hatzlacha.